This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So are you guys night owls or are you early birds? Now, I thought night owl sounded way cooler than early bird, right? Like Eagle Fang, right, in Cobra Kai. I just thought night owl, and so I wanted to be considered a night owl, but that really wasn't the case. When I'm up in the morning, I'm up, and I am the most productive in the morning. Then, from 2 to 5, I want to take a nap. 2 to 5 p.m. is the worst part of the day for me. Maybe, actually, you know what? 2 to 4:30. Then I get my second wind, and then I'm good until 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night. So I kind of am one of those U-shaped type of things the in terms of energy. But we've, for years, been concerned about those who were night owls as opposed to those who were early birds. And by night owls, whether it's your kids, whether it's you as middle age, you just can't get up early in the morning. You'll sleep in till noon. You'll sleep all day, but then you'll be up most of the night. And you're like, that's just how I roll. And I get it. You probably have a much more active social life than I do, going to bed early. You probably also don't get to take advantage of happy hour and blue light specials like I do, but you probably have a more exciting life. The problem is, from a health perspective, might not be as healthy. And time again, people who do shift work, people who are up all night, not utilizing the day, they seem to be at higher risk for issues, whether it's heart disease, cancer. So we have another study that says those who are night owls are more prone to heart disease and diabetes than early birds. And they believe it's just the way our bodies are innately able to burn fat for energy. They say people who rise early rely more on fat as an energy source. They're often more active in the day. Those who stay up later, meaning fat could build up more easily in night owls. They say the finding can't explain why night owls are at greater risk for type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease, and may help doctors identify patients early on who are more prone. So it could be something as simple as, do you sleep in? Or do you get your ass out of bed at 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, get up, work out, you know, but then you're done by about 8, 9 o'clock at night? There's something about being up at night and your insulin levels. And you utilizing the daylight to wake up. And it could be something that simple to help reduce your risk. Researchers looked at 51 obese middle-aged adults. And they separated them into early birds and night owls, depending on their answer to their questionnaire. Then they monitored their activity patterns for a week, tested their body's fuel preferences at rest, and while performing moderate or high-intensity exercise on a treadmill. Writing in Experimental Physiology, the team described how early birds were more sensitive to blood levels of the hormone insulin and burned more fat than night owls while at rest and during exercise. Night owls were less sensitive to insulin, and their bodies favored carbohydrates over fat as an energy source. Dr. Mallon said it was unclear why differences in metabolism were seen in night owls and early birds, but one possibility was a mismatch between the time people go to bed and wake the next morning and their circadian rhythms. Circadian rhythms govern our body clocks. So he says night owls are reportedly to have higher risk of obesity, type 2 diabetes, and cardiovascular disease when compared to early birds. And they just think maybe it's because our circadian rhythm is off. They say if you are a night owl, you might prefer to go to bed late, but you might still have to get up early And then what ends up happening is you aren't getting enough sleep because you're going to bed at midnight, whatever. You're waking up at 6. You didn't get your 7 to 9 hours. And then that could affect also your body's repair. It could affect your metabolism. So if you are, as you know, a shift worker and you have to work at night and you can't really do much about it, make sure you still get a good 8 hours of sleep. If you can't, because you got to get the kids to school, and you're taking 2 naps of 3 hours apart, not as good for your health. So, you know, I've told you guys this. As we look at these centenarians, or these individuals that live long, like, for example, Queen Elizabeth II, these individuals have patterns. They have systems. They have a predictable breakfast, lunch, dinner, sleep schedule. And that's what you need. And you can do better once your body finds a rhythm. Because remember, your body's very smart. Your body has to decide how to fight infection. Your body has to decide, you know, when to shoot out the insulin, when to metabolize food. And the body loves predictability. Those of us who were doing 36-hour shifts with the, you know, back-to-back call every third night, you weren't eating, you weren't on a schedule, we couldn't potty, we couldn't sleep. It was probably the worst thing for our health. And doctors struggle sometimes with health, especially cancer, and I wonder if that's part of it. Because we get ripped up in the middle of the night all the time for call. Patient needs this, patient needs this. You're like, why can't you just wait till the morning? So try to get good sleep. Try to eat at the same time every day. Try get into a pattern. Exercise. Try to exercise. Now, mind you, if you have trouble, you know, fitting it in and you're trying to exercise whatever you can, do it. I'd rather you get the exercise in, just like I'd rather you get the sleep. Don't not fall asleep because it's not on a pattern. But for those of you that think you're getting your 9 hours of sleep adequately because you're taking multiple mini naps, stop it. And I'm worried about skin cancer, and I'm worried about melanoma, and I am prone to skin cancer, but we got to figure out how to get more sun in our lives. When you look at the populations around the equator versus those at the northern latitudes, our lack of sun exposure, I think, is huge when it comes to our health. 1-877-DR-ELLIE. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this witch hunt against pharmacies, Walgreens, CVS, Walmart, I have a big problem with. And recently, a couple big pharmacy chains settled, again, this time in West Virginia, over opioid lawsuits and their quote-unquote role in the opioid epidemic and the opioid death overdose epidemic. Now, opioid overdose deaths have been rising pretty steadily over the last few decades. And they continue to rise, even after all the changes we've made. So in about 2015, 2016 is when we were notified that we're having at about 50 to 60,000 people die of opioid-related overdose deaths. So restrictions came out. I haven't prescribed an opioid because I went to teaching and full-time media and then telemedicine. So I haven't written a pain medication. since 2016, and the majority of doctors really, really cut back. Rules got strict. A lot of doctors even retired. You've had doctors retire in the pandemic. And the numbers keep rising. Overdose deaths are now exceeding 100,000 a year. Meanwhile, what are the headlines? The headlines are, we got these pharmacy companies to settle. Why are the pharmacies to blame? So to review what happened this week, CVS and Walmart reached a $147.5 million opioid settlement with West Virginia. This is just West Virginia for, according to CNBC, their, quote, alleged roles in the state's opioid crisis. This is according to State Attorney General Patrick Morrissey. CVS is paying $82.5 million. Walmart agreed to pay approximately $65 million. Walgreens is going to still fight. Walgreens is going to trial September 26th. And, West Virginia is taking Walgreens to court September 26th. But Walgreens will not settle, and their trial will be rescheduled for June 2023. Now, the Attorney General feels they have a strong case against Walgreens also. But you're like, the pharmacy's job, we've discussed this before, is to fill the prescriptions that they get. And even in their defense, the pharmacies had said, and let me quote the correct one, where, according to CVS, our position remains that opioid prescriptions are written by doctors, not pharmacists, and that opioid medications are made and marketed by manufacturers, not pharmacies. So pharmacies, the manufacturers, Johnson & Johnson, Purdue, the manufacturers have been gone after legally for the opioid crisis that is still rising. And for reasons which we've discussed, fentanyl coming across the border, China, the cartels, a whole variety of aspects, not necessarily somebody's jaw pain or tooth abscess prescription, but I get how there are some pill mills out there and there are some individuals that'll threaten with a bad Yelp review if their doctor doesn't give the prescription. So I get that there's a part to it, but if the pharmacies were really to blame and doctors were really to blame, then after all the new rules that all the medical boards put through and all the new prescribing and all the doctors leaving and nurse practitioners and PAs, you know, changing their field or changing their prescribing habits, then the numbers should have gone down. So to me, the proof is in the pudding. And so CVS, Walmart, Walgreens, I am grateful to these pharmacies for filling the antibiotic prescription, for filling the antihistamine, for filling the Viagra. And when I did have a patient that was in pain, they would fill that prescription. And remember, early 2000s, legal experts were saying it is criminal, not only malpractice, but criminal, for a company to not help a patient or for an entity, such as a physician, to not help a person that's in pain. They're the only ones that are the gatekeepers of the pain medication. So that if somebody's in pain, not only is it malpractice, but criminal, if they don't help that patient in pain. So if a pharmacy says, I'm not filling the prescription, were they violating pharmacy board rules? Were they violating laws? Well, now they are given a role where you have to screen everybody and not dispense. So now many people are turned down. I'm hearing pharmacies are like, sorry, we're out. We don't have pain medication. Sorry, we're out. Especially remember when pharmacies were getting robbed and hit up? A lot of them were like, look, guys, we're going to put a sign up. No narcotics here. But if the pharmaceutical companies were gone after, and now the pharmacies are settling one by one, it's any day now that they're going to start going after the doctors. And they're going to sue the doctors for fueling the opioid crisis. Now, there's not as much money in a Dr. Smith, MD, FAACP, or whatever, medical office. There's money in medical chains like Optum, Sierra Health, Humana. So we're going to probably see the lawyers go after these large medical chains going, look at all the numbers of prescriptions your physicians gave out. And then after that, if they want more money, they will start to go after individual physicians, nurse practitioners, PAs. What does that do for you? Well, any more hits on the medical community, physicians are already like, I'm out. I'm not doing it. How many doctors have already said, look, we're not managing pain. Don't come here. I take care of workers' comp cases, and I'm seeing people who break their bones in on a workplace injury, not given pain medication, told to take ibuprofen. And I told you, in the early 2000s, one of the things that fueled us being a little bit more liberal with opioid prescriptions is the kidney doctors were saying, can you stop it with the ibuprofen? Can you stop it with the especially Vioxx? Can you stop it with these medications that could be hurting the kidneys and the stomach and the heart? You guys are overwriting NSAIDs. This guy's kidneys are weak. So physicians and medical students and PAs and all that are like, well, look, you know, what do? Their kidney status is off and they're in pain. Meanwhile, you have the lawyers going, if you're not managing the pain, that's criminal. So the easiest thing to do for short-term pain relief was then, at the time, going to a narcotic. Is that why we still have 100,000 plus opioid-related deaths? No. It's because people are getting fentanyl. They're getting heroin. And I get the argument people keep bringing up is, look, the prescription that Dr. Smith gave for a toothache later parlayed into a morphine habit and then a heroin habit and then a fentanyl habit. Well, is it really the dentist's fault? Is it really the doctor's fault that all that happened? The person came to them in pain. If somebody has a severe rectal itch, there are now creams that actually have lidocaine. So, is somebody going to say, because you helped that person with their rectal pain, that parlayed into them wanting other stronger narcotics? I mean, how far do you go? Lidocaine's not a narcotic. Are you going to blame people for giving, you know, magic mouthwash for a bad sore throat? And say, well, you helped them with their pain, and now they've become addicted to having their pain controlled rapidly, and so now they're asking for narcotics. So these lawsuits against these pharmacies, I feel, are unfair. Now, I get it. If you had somebody that was coming in getting 1,000 tablets every week, it would have been nice for there to be a protocol or process. But does that really mean these companies need to be sued? Well, that money is going to the opioid crisis and rehab centers. Why aren't we making the cartels pay? Why aren't we making China pay? Why aren't we making the traffickers that are bringing people and drugs over the border, why aren't they paying for the rehab? You go after our pharmacies. Who's going to be there to do our vaccinations, to give us our blood pressure medications, diabetes medications? Trust me, they're going to go after the medical community next. And it's not good. The 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Weekly jobless claims are up slightly. In today's report from the Labor Department, the number of new claims for unemployment benefits rose by 5,000 the week ending September 17th. That comes out to 213,000 new claims, which was 5,000 less than expected. A Supreme Court justice's wife is set to testify before the Democratic-led January 6th committee. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Jenny Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, agreed to be questioned by the mostly partisan January 6th committee. Separately, the committee announced its next hearing would be next Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern.
The mayor of Mexico City confirms two people are dead following Thursday morning's magnitude 6.8 earthquake. USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one of my listeners had asked if a patient who's recovering from a stroke could be an adequate senator. Could, do you have to have specific health functions in order to be able to be a U.S. senator? So I'm not exactly sure what the Constitution says in terms of health. I know you have to be of sound mind. In government offices, if somebody does not feel you are of sound mind, such as with the Supreme Court or the President of the United States, not that it seems like anybody's going to act on that with the President of the United States right now, but they can be, there are articles, there are methods and a process that can happen. In terms of any public official, I do believe that from a mental health standpoint, there can be some discussion and a process. In terms of physical issues that can happen, There's no limit. You can, be paralyzed. You could have a heart condition. Look, we've had a lot of unhealthy individuals in office. And, look, you have FDR who had polio, who was in a wheelchair. That does not inhibit somebody from being in office. So there has been a lot of concern that Democratic Pennsylvania State candidate John Fetterman would have issues. And I think Dr. Oz's team brought it up, which again puts Dr. Oz in a very, very difficult position in that, he's a physician, and physicians are supposed to be he's a cardiologist, and we're supposed to be very empathetic, understanding, and we will be the last people on earth to ever use a person's ailment as a negative trait. And here is Oz, and luck of the draw, his, candidate is somebody who is a stroke survivor. So, Oz, even though the range is narrowing in terms of the numbers and in terms of, his polling, it's still a tough fight. Fetterman drew a crowd of about 1,000 at a Scranton rally. He's going to hold another one in Philly this weekend. There was a crowd of 3,000 that attended a rally with Fetterman and Planned Parenthood. And, Oz and Fetterman are fighting for a very highly contested Senate seat. The former lieutenant governor, or the lieutenant governor, is, considered a underdog, even though he's ahead in the polls because of the stroke. Oz's campaign has said, look, he's absent from the campaign trail. So seeing him make these rallies and go to these rallies, or is John Fetterman showing, look, I am healthy enough, I am. And I get it. Listen, you have a stroke. The last thing you want is any sort of speech deficits or mechanical deficits that you might have to be caught on camera and then used against you. This is a very, very negative world we live in right now, and people are cruel. But no one's only feeling sorry for Fetterman because he's doing, some of his own little shenanigans. So I don't know if you saw this, but there was a tweet where John Fetterman posted one of the Adam Levine tweets that went allegedly to one of his girls that might have been either on the side or he was flirting with. And it was a dirty, dirty word. And basically the tweet from Adam Levine that has been going viral for Adam Levine's marital issues has a bad word, the F word. I'd do anything for it. And then a emoji where it looks like the emoji is like all, spellbound. My guess it had to do with sex with the other person. And so John Fetterman posted that and said, Dr. Oz trying to get money, fame, and power. So I think that is a poor, I think that is a poor taste, but this is what happens in politics. And Adam Levine admitted he crossed the line, has denied an affair, still appears to be going strong with his wife who's pregnant, I believe with their third child. But for Fetterman to start using these texts, one is, it's inappropriate to, one, they're dirty words. It's poor content for the public. And number two, trying to, with the attacking of the character, it just shows that this campaign is going to get worse, and it's going to get worse before it ends. So Fetterman did agree to a October 25 televised campaign or televised debate with Oz, but what is driving the Oz campaign crazy is that's already after, I believe, voting. Paper ballots can be sent. So if most of the territories or the districts have already voted, then why is the debate all the way at the end of next month and not now? So the Oz campaign rolled out a statement demanding that Fetterman campaign agree to three conditions. That the moderator explain that Fetterman is using a closed captioning system, that questions and practice sessions do not resemble the questions in the live debate, and that the debate would be extended from 60 minutes to 90 minutes. Fetterman's campaign then wrote out a statement saying that Oz is trying to remove goalposts because this is his only play. So it's getting ugly, and I know a lot of people are watching these because there's a few states, like in Nevada, we have Catherine Cortez Masto up against Adam Laxalt. And, you know, Adam Laxalt, you know, he comes from a family, long line of politics, you know, but doesn't have a record of really swaying voters and connecting with them. And so it's a toss-up Senate seat that was owned by Heller, and then Heller lost it to Cortez Masto, and now Cortez Masto has it, might lose it to Laxalt, might not. So when you look at a lot of these toss-up states and the Senate is very tight from, you know, GOP versus Democrat, all eyes are on these Senate bids. And, you know, people have asked, should Dr. Oz have, you know, what did I feel, how did I feel about Dr. Oz, you know, being the candidate for, you know, in this race for Pennsylvania? I don't know much about Dr. Oz. I was a little worried. I think he would be a fantastic senator, but I was worried about the likability. You know, Hollywood can be a double-edged sword. And so a Dr. Oz, who is very, very wealthy, who, you know, was perceived as living in New York or living in California, not necessarily being Pennsylvania. You know, you have, you know, many folks that are like, wait, are you really an Eagles fan? Are you really a Steelers fan? Are you, you know, where has been your, you know, blood, sweat, and tears for Pennsylvania? Where has that been? And some people take that very seriously. On the flip side, though, like with Adam Laxalt, some people might be looking at it as, look, you know, you got a break in life because of your family. So, you know, what have you done? And it's a struggle for wealthy, you know, individuals who are running for office. But then on the flip side, those, you know, we spoke about how younger generations would like to see younger candidates. But these younger candidates might not have the money. And the Clintons, the Bernie Sanders, the Trumps, the Bidens, they're rich. And they have years and years of relationships with donors and able to build up on that and use that money. A lot of these young ones that just graduated college that, you know, unless they come from a family of money, and you know, the average individual doesn't really want somebody rich in power. They want somebody like them who owns a business, who, you know, has struggled with employers that had to lay them off. That's what the average person wants. You know, somebody who understands how to, you know, balance family and balance checkbook and rising gas prices. But, you know, so it'll be interesting to see what happens with this. But, you know, Oz definitely has his work cut out for him. But I think either of them, you know, could be effective in their role from a health standpoint. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I don't want anybody losing their job who doesn't want to lose their job. It took years to get people back to work. And sadly, layoffs have been happening and are predicted to get worse. As interest rates have risen to, quote-unquote, slow down the economy to try to pinch inflation, many economists are saying the layoffs are coming. And I believe Walmart, Netflix, Meta, Nordstrom, tons of companies. Let me see if I can look some of these up for you. Best Buy, Ford Motor. Well, Best Buy's having issues. Wayfair, Ford Motor, Peloton, Shopify. These layoffs are coming. And for those of you interested in what's going on with layoffs, there's a tracker. It's called layoffs.fyi. Tracker. And it shows the companies and what industry or what industries are having the layoffs. And this is something that I think is fascinating. I don't remember there being this tracker when we were going through the Great Recession and all the layoffs that were happening in the 2000 and 2000 teens. But GoodRx, Skills, Loop, Pix, NSO, Wayfair, Stripe, Wheel, Pedal, Third Madison, it basically gives lists of if there were layoffs and how many. And so not everything goes public. In fact, Meta, apparently when Zuckerberg fires or puts people on 30 days notice or however that works, it's not always advertised. So who's at risk of getting laid off, and what could you do to minimize your risk? Well, you guys are probably much better at identifying and predicting which companies are going to struggle. So I think a restaurant and fast food is going to struggle. We're going to see a lot of layoffs there. Maybe not necessarily around Christmas time and holiday season, but before that, as there's this big push to automate, and you have these robots that can now take the place of $22 an hour fast food workers, as California is now raising the salary of fast food workers to $22 an hour, you're gonna see a lot of displacement, with automation. But as a general, and I'm sure there's gonna be tech, there might be some changes with tourism, but as a whole, those companies that had to dig deeper in their pockets and shell out additional bonuses and shell out all these extra bells and whistles to get people back are going to be some of the first ones to lay off. Those companies that were always paying well and were more, steady and not having to do pendulum swings, they're going to be less likely to lay off, unless, of course, they're in a sector that's really, really going to get hit with the recession. But if you work for a company that had to beg you to come back and had to very emotionally bribe you with all sorts of extra goodies, they probably were already over-pushing what they could do financial-wise and wage-wise. And if they had to go out of their comfort zone to pay you, then that means now that we're in a recession, they need to crawl back into their comfort zone. So for any of you who have worked for a company that had to, like I said, throw, the red carpet out to get you back, you might be at higher risk. If any of you had gotten a huge, huge raise and are being paid more than you ever thought you could in that field, you might be at higher risk. You might be right now. You might be at higher, higher risk. If we saw with one company, I think it was Honda, although I'm not sure if it was a pandemic bonus or if it was a computer glitch, but with Honda, they said, look, we overpaid you guys with our bonuses. We want it back. And employers can't ask for money back. They can't. If there's a glitch, there's a mistake, they can ask for it back. So a lot of you guys that were promised things and you're very, very happy going, okay, wow, I never thought I'd make this much, that might end. So how do you minimize your risk of getting laid off? And this is very similar to advice. I want to find, some of the advice I gave you guys 10 years ago. But one is have real open conversations. If you love your boss, if you love your job and you love who you're working with, have open conversations with them. Say, look, I'm not going anywhere. Don't worry, I'm not looking for a job. I love this place. But I'm worried about a family, and I'm worried about layoffs. Do I need to worry? Now, they might lie to your face going, no. Okay, right. Maybe they're lying. Maybe they won't tell you the truth. Good. But then your follow-up statement should be, if it comes to that and there are issues, right, please talk to me first because I'd like a chance at saving my job. One, that shows that you really, really want to be there. Two, this is if you really, really think your job is going to be putting you on the chopping block. Okay, you don't want to negotiate a lower rate when you could have your higher salary. But if you really think they're coming then you don't want to leave that job because you don't want to be back out there. You don't want to be collecting unemployment or trying to fight for unemployment because I don't know how much more difficult it is to get unemployment now than it was previously. Then you want to show that you would be able to work with them. Now, by working with them doesn't mean you make less money. I don't like the idea of asking for less money. If you have a salary, you're already used to that. Your prices are going up with inflation. You need it. But what you could do, which is something that I had done when I became an ER doc, I was only supposed to be finding jobs at urgent cares, and there weren't any jobs at urgent cares. So I contacted an ER and said, look, I'm not ER trained. I'm family medicine. But whatever you pay your ER doc, pay me half, and I'll do all the fast track or the simpler cases. So that saves you money from having to hire a whole other ER doc because I'm helping you with the overflow. Well, boom, I was hired on the spot because I saved the money. So if you know how you could save your company money, and don't just give an idea. Companies will steal your ideas. They'll steal your ideas right away and you know. But if you're like, look, you know, I love everybody who works here. But if you downsize, my role can very easily take over these particular duties. Don't just say, oh, I'll take over Mary's job or Bill's job. Don't say that. Okay, but say, look, I do grant writing. So if you guys need that, rather than hiring somebody to do that, I'll do the grant writing for you. Or I could manage the social media. If you ever need that to save money, I could manage the social media. I mean, pick little things because you don't want your job overwhelmed and then you don't want to be working the job of two people. But if you could show them that, wait a second, they're basically getting two or three people for you, and then you will become more valuable. But it is now going to take us as employees to show why we're valuable and why they need us. Now, if the company's going under, the company's going under. But I've had family members, I've had friends that have said, I got laid off. I'm laid off. The layoffs are coming. No joke. Right? We're in a recession. I don't care how many different ways people are trying to reword or redefine. To me, a recession is people not wanting to spend, people worried about their job security, high prices, and not a lot of growth when it comes to industries because of, you know, a foggy future. To me, that is the definition of recession. And as far as I'm concerned, we're in it. So something to think about. If at all you need advice, just, again, call in 1-877-DOCDALI or go to our website at drdalia.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477, 800-721-2477, 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.